granting me this moment of clarity. Loyal people are rarities, looking for charity. Tolerance, sorry, please carry me, give me salary. Baby me and then father me, God, y'all didn't bother me. Club hopping, be right there when bottles popping, but when this go down, you be home.
Good morning, Lagos, and happy Easter Monday to everyone out there. This is Weeba Boor on Nigeria Info 99.3 FM on the show Power Solutions, where we talk about solutions to Nigeria's massive energy gap rather than the endless problems. So today we have a great guest. Her name is Adeshola Ali. She is the head of renewable energy at Sterling Bank, and I call her the renewable banker to Nigeria. So thank you for coming on the show, taking your time even on a holiday to be here.
Thank you, Weeba. It's nice to be here.
All right, so Adeshola, please tell us, how did you become Nigeria's renewable banker? I think you're the only head of a renewable, department in any bank in Nigeria, and so you are the renewable banker to Nigeria. How did that happen?
Oh, okay.
What's your story?
It's actually a funny story. Sterling Bank, at the core of our strategy.
Okay, but what about before Sterling Bank? You had a life before Sterling Bank,
right? Okay.
Where are you from? Tell us your background.
Okay. Yeah. I attended Unilag, and then after graduation, I did some financial advisory, investment banking. I realized that I really, really loved corporate finance, you know, helping the small businesses, structuring them, making them grow, deciding how to leverage, do you need debt, do you need equity, what do you need to do to move your business from one stage to the other of maturity. And then I decided to join a commercial bank. I decided to join Sterling Bank, where, you know, the culture at Sterling Bank just kept, you know, holding on to me. And I tried to look elsewhere, but I kept coming back to Sterling Bank. My journey to renewable energy is roundabout. I started in marketing because I wanted to know as much as possible about banking, how else to do it than to serve the customers. With marketing, I interfaced with all of the departments in the bank, and then I went to risk management, where you know you have to know how to keep the gatekeepers, you know, keep the issues at bay. I did a stint there, and then I went to strategy, where I started incubating businesses, you know, what I love doing. I worked in education, where we recorded some amazing success. And we realized that the strategy of actually specializing in the sector before.
Tell me a little bit more about that. What kind of loans were you giving to the education sector?
Yeah, so the issues in the education sector in Nigeria, they are huge. Sterling Bank is not going to solve everything. Mm-hmm. Our goal from day one was to force conversations, create a ripple effect that allowed other financiers realized that the sector is actually bankable. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting. When we started our research, we realized that education actually had the least non-performing loans in the bank.
Because and these were loans to like small private schools or kind of thing. Okay.
One-man businesses. Because imagine this, you know, you owe the bank. The bank is knocking on your door and people are dropping their children.
Right, yeah.
You know, so it's a no-brainer. No one is going to owe the bank.
Yeah.
And we realized that there were some issues that needed to be addressed, you know, some policy issues, some business model issues. We did a lot of advisory, and the sector really opened up. The balance sheet grew, and we realized that we were actually making impact.
Okay.
Then
and making money, I guess, too.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Then we decided to focus on five specific sectors. We had been doing agri for 8 years in the bank. We chose health, education, agriculture, renewable energy, and transport.
And when was this?
About 3 years ago.
Okay, so you were a bit ahead of your time then to start looking at renewables already then.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, so we started our research, and per policy in the bank, before we come out and, you know, focus on any of the sectors, we have to do research for 2 years and be satisfied that, you know, there are specific problems that we can solve in the sector. You know, I like to say that I'm a problem solver. I'm not a banker, you know.
Okay.
So we did research on renewable energy, and I kept coming back to renewable energy. It was a sector that pulled me, because at the core of all of this, every sector, every business, every home is power. And because we're self-generating power at such high cost, it just made sense to be part of the revolution, if you allow me to say that, that allows people to reduce the cost of generating power.
Okay. So after the 2 years of research.
Yes.
Then it was your choice to move into renewables, or, you know, the CEO said, Adeshla, you have to go there. What was it, a pull or a push?
It was a pull. It was definitely a pull. You know, when I was preparing for my interview, I actually thought I was going to interview for education.
Okay.
And I started doing my presentation. But okay. All through the presentation, I kept going back to renewable energy.
Okay.
Even the panel that interviewed me expected me to present education.
Okay.
But, you know, I just realized that renewable energy was it. Okay. And I, you know, did the research.
So every time you wanted to talk about education,
I kept going
your mouth wouldn't open and you had to talk about renewables. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Know. Well, we're glad to have you. Because, you know, now I think the Nigerian renewable companies are lucky because they have a champion, and there's not that many banks looking at this space yet. So, but why did, you know, Sterling, I know you said, you know, they chose renewables because it was sort of a impact sector. But, you know, you've continued, it could have been that it was sort of a marketing thing. And after two loans, you just move on to something else, but it's been quite consistent. And in the industry, every time you look at which bank is involved in lending to this sector, it's always Sterling first, Sterling first, Sterling first. So, you know, what's the genesis of that?
Okay, with our strategy that, like I mentioned, we have three pillars: mm-hmm. digitization, mm-hmm. agility, and specialization.
Okay.
So for the specialization, we chose five sectors which mm-hmm. we would have sector specialists. Mm-hmm. Banking the clients.
Okay.
So solving specific problems. So for every sector that we are active in, we have specific solutions mm-hmm. to specific problems.
Okay.
With renewable energy, the biggest problem is trust, right?
Okay.
So we know that if you
trust between who?
With the end users.
Okay.
So the end users don't trust the solution. You okay. know, if you mention solar, people, the typical response is, oh, inverter, does it really work?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see a big building and you say you want to power it entirely by solar, you say, no, is that possible?
Okay.
You know, there's the skepticism, which is well, you know, it was because there were substandard solutions that had come into the market at introduction maybe about 10 years ago.
Okay.
But gradually, with the help of REA, Olon, mm-hmm. you know, the sector is opening up. People mm-hmm. are understanding that the solutions don't have to be substandard.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided that we were going to join to solve that problem.
Okay.
The second problem is that even if you trust the solution, it's expensive, you mm-hmm. know. So I buy a generator, it's not that expensive, but I have a running cost mm-hmm. every single mm-hmm. day that I use the generator.
But somehow because it's a cost that you pay every month.
Over a period.
The upfront cost you can kind of manage, so that's a big obstacle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we decided that we were going to put our money where our mouth was, and we were going to figure out a model that allowed people to use the solution without paying that huge upfront cost.
Okay.
There are two ways we can do that. We can either lend the client the money mm-hmm. to, you know, and the client pays us in bits, mm-hmm. or we can actually own the solution because we have a non-interest banking window that okay. allows us to do that. We okay. can own the solution and then meter the client. So imagine having your DSTV
mm-hmm.
and all you pay is your bouquet. You didn't buy the dish, you didn't buy the decoder.
And the bank owns that.
And the someone else owns the solution.
Okay, okay.
You know, so we developed that business model.
Okay.
We're trying to create an ecosystem that allows free flow of conversation. We're trying to create an ecosystem that allows communication between the players in the sector, because we realize that communication is the key. We don't mm-hmm. have to solve all the problems today. We just have to know that problems exist.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to know that we're moving towards solving those problems, you know. And renewable energy is the solution mm-hmm. to the darkness that we found ourselves in okay. in Nigeria. And as a financial...
So, but tell me more about this model that you... Because I actually didn't know about this. So you own... So if, let's say, a school wants to get a solar solution,
mm-hmm.
the bank actually buys the solution. And then what's the relationship with the school then?
Okay. There's an investor.
Okay.
You know, because of with our non-interest banking window, okay. we're able to partner,
okay.
we're able to collaborate.
Okay.
You know, so there's an investor who has bought some assets.
Okay.
And the investor is able to come into your home or your business mm-hmm. and just install the solution.
Okay.
All you pay is a token mm-hmm. upfront, mm-hmm. and then there's a monthly charge. So if you want a 1 kVA system
mm-hmm.
or a 25 kVA system, mm-hmm. you have a monthly charge
mm-hmm.
that you pay based on your usage.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tariff,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is agreed.
Mm-hmm.
You sign a service contract, and the solution is installed. You enjoy the power the maintenance, the operations and maintenance is done by the solution provider.
Okay.
You know, so essentially it takes off the issue of trust, mm-hmm. and it takes off the issue of the high cost of acquisition.
So, but where does the bank come in then?
We fund it.
Through the investor. I'm confused.
I'm not going to talk
You're
about
not going to talk about that. Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like a really good approach. And is it working? Is it successful?
Yes. We've piloted.
Okay.
We've done about 3 months.
Okay.
And then we're planning to scale up.
Okay.
We're actually going to take it to, like I said, one of our pillars is digitization. So mm-hmm. we're going to do it in a way that ensures that through your phone on your computer, you mm-hmm. are able to access it.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a platform. Mm-hmm. On which, once you get on the platform, mm-hmm. there's an energy audit.
Okay.
So you put in your information that mm-hmm. it caters to different personas. If mm-hmm. you are knowledgeable, it gives you what you need. If mm-hmm. you want to put in all your assets, it gives you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to see pictures of the assets and mm-hmm. Maybe my grandmother is trying to do something, it also caters to that.
Mm-hmm.
We would also be working through our agents. Stellenbank currently has 12,000 agents in the rural areas who would go in there and ensure that the unbanked, the financially excluded mm-hmm. are included in this solution, because at the end of the day, the grid probably isn't even there.
And
they are the ones that
may
really
never
need
get
it,
there.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So once that is done and you pick a solution,
mm-hmm.
we've onboarded 95 solution providers.
Okay.
And all their solutions are offered.
Okay.
That's on the lease to own model.
Okay.
All the solutions are offered based on geography, based mm-hmm. on capacity, mm-hmm. based on the niche that they all picked for themselves.
Okay.
Once you make a choice, like I was explaining, to someone, we need to get renewable energy to the point where it's like buying a television.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to buy a television. Do I buy Hisense or do I buy a Sony TV?
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm buying. I know how much it costs,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not getting a substandard product.
Right.
So if I'm getting a product from Germany or I'm getting a product from China, it doesn't matter, as long as it's exactly what I need.
Right.
Exactly what caters to me at that time.
Okay, and so I imagine all of the 95 companies that you've accredited, I guess.
Yes.
You can vouch for the fact that whatever they provide will be of a sufficient standard.
Yes.
That the consumer is protected.
Yes. There's a huge consumer protection strategy that we have, and we actually defined the quality of products that can be marketed on the platform.
Okay.
So at the point of checkout, there are three options. You can pay outright,
mm-hmm.
you can do a lease to own, which is essentially the bank giving you money to buy mm-hmm. it, and then you can do the power as a service, which is the model I had described, where you don't drop any money up
front.
But you just get your solution and you pay on a monthly basis.
Okay, so the bank is actually linking customers with solution providers.
Exactly. Okay. And eventually, we hope that the platform would attract investors like Olon,
mm-hmm.
would attract, donor investors, would mm-hmm. attract commercial mm-hmm. investors, would the policy, the regulators, mm-hmm. everyone will come onto the platform and provide exactly what the end user mm-hmm. needs,
mm-hmm.
a platform that allows people to interact, a platform that a platform that helps them get exactly what they need. So
mm-hmm.
I like to say that it's a place that has something for everyone,
mm-hmm.
whether you're a big commercial and industrial mm-hmm. solution mm-hmm. Seeker or a solar home system,
and so you said 95. I'm really impressed with that number.
Yeah.
I think for the public, I doubt anybody realizes there's even more than 10 kind of credible off-grid energy solution providers, and you as a bank, which banks are normally quite conservative, you've accredited 95.
Yeah.
I think this is brilliant, and I think it shows that the future is literally bright.
Yeah.
Tell me about those 95. So I guess it ranges from solar home systems, mini grids, everything. The whole gambit.
Yes. The 95, it took us about 18 months to find all of them.
Okay.
And we defined specific criteria.
Mm-hmm.
We started by working with already accredited providers,
mm-hmm.
Providers that had been accredited during the WinRock program.
Okay.
Some of the...
Wait, sorry, the listeners may not know what that
okay,
is. What is the WinRock program?
There was a CBA... there was a World Bank program
okay.
a few years back that has been completed. It was a program that helped to open up the renewable energy mm-hmm. space.
Okay.
And then there's also the USADF.
Mm-hmm.
It's a subsidiary of USAID. They usually give grants. I believe Olon is in partnership
That's
with
correct,
them.
Yes.
So we realized that all of the solution providers that they have funded have gone through a certain due diligence
mm-hmm,
process.
Mm-hmm.
So we were comfortable with that. We started with engaging all of those solution providers, put them through our own criteria, mm-hmm. you know, our own due diligence process, sign them up. And we just realized that the more solution providers we onboarded, the more introductions and referrals we got. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And even I am surprised that we have 95. We thought we were going to do 50 okay. in 2 years.
Right.
But, you know, we've done okay. double.
And the 95, most of them are indigenous Nigerian companies?
Oh, all of them.
All of them. Okay.
Save one or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, that gives me a lot of joy.
Yes.
Because again, you know, this industry started maybe 10 years ago. It was in India. It was in East Africa. It really only came into Nigeria 3-4 years ago, the early market entrance. Mm-hmm. And in those other countries, especially the East African region, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, most of the providers are non-indigenous. Mm-hmm. They're foreigners who come up there and mm-hmm. in there and set up companies. But here, you know, it's majority a Nigerian driven sector that is driving the solution and solving the problem. So in the end of the day, some of these entrepreneurs that you're working with, that we're working with, are going to be the kind of power billionaires. They're going to be the next, you know, after the telecoms billionaires.
Yeah, we expect them to take West Africa and then eventually the whole of Africa.
But Nigeria's problem is big enough. Let them focus
okay.
first. Remember, most Nigerian states by themselves have bigger populations and economies than other African countries as a whole.
Put together, yes. Nigeria is special, which we realized. While we were doing our research, we tried to replicate some models mm-hmm. that we had seen in East Africa. Mm-hmm. And then we saw that it wasn't going to work in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So we had to develop something that is specific to Nigeria. With the small businesses, the biggest problem they have is how to get funding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of the time people go to the banks and try to get debt. Mm-hmm. Not all businesses need debt at the time, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. at specific, you know, parts of this, the growth curve, the businesses need either debt or equity. Mm-hmm. So we do quite a bit of advisory, letting them know. And then introducing them to people that, mm-hmm. that can provide such mm-hmm. funding. But for the businesses that need debt, and because, you know, I know people would have been asking about collateral, you know, people always ask about collateral as a commercial bank. We developed a special model which allows the solution providers piggyback on the bank's brand.
Okay.
What we do is that we fund against the pipeline. So if a solution provider who doesn't have collateral is able to put 10 schools together who want the solution but require funding, we fund the solutions to the SMEs or the schools, thereby allowing the renewable energy business to leverage. So imagine if they get all the money for those solutions, then they can go and get 20 more, they can go and get 40 more, and they can keep growing.
You're saying it's the end user that's taking the loan then?
Yes, it's the end user that is taking the loan because we're sure that the solution provider is, you know, a good solution provider and the solution is not going to fail.
Okay.
We're able to fund it. It's like buying a car.
Right.
We have to get renewable energy to the point that people see it like, you know, any other asset acquisition.
Right. Okay. No, that's brilliant. I'm learning a lot here myself this time. Mm-hmm. I guess then, obviously, if Sterling is doing this, the other banks are probably looking over your shoulder now and saying, wait, these guys, we can't let them have this whole space to themselves. What other banks are you now seeing that are kind of trying to follow your lead?
Oh, well, I'm not going to name names. I'm just going to say that we look forward to other banks doing that. In fact, we had a de-risking session a few months back, and we hope to publish the white paper. We haven't published it yet because we would like to test and be sure that all of the recommendations are good. You know, we don't want to take responsibility for people having bad loans and all of that. You know, so we are currently testing. We're almost at the end of the testing period. Mm-hmm. And then we look forward to all the banks because the problem is huge. You know,
it's a $200 billion problem.
Exactly.
Billion. Yeah.
Sterling Bank cannot single-handedly solve the problem. Right. We're open. We would collaborate. We would provide all the assistance we can, as long as we're working together. I think that's what we need in Nigeria.
Right. Okay. That's good. Zainab, can you give us the phone number so that people can call in?
01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. This is Nigeria Info. We are listening.
All right. So obviously, you know, you've talked about all the kind of innovations that Sterling Bank is coming up with. And it's about an ecosystem, as you said. So what are the ways that donors, government, investors, how can we actually help you, empower you as a bank to kind of do even more in this space? And I guess in some cases, things are already happening, but what would you like to see more of?
I think that what the sector needs more than anything is deliberate collaboration.
Okay.
It would be really, really good to have a blended financing rate. So we know that commercial banks cannot lend below a certain rate, mm-hmm. but we can blend with other financiers, other mm-hmm. investors who are able to lend like all on. You know, so if we have a blended rate that is more tolerable mm-hmm. to the end user or the provider, mm-hmm. it would take us you know, further on our journey towards the single digit lending in the renewable energy space, because that's where we're going. That's where we need to be going. Mm-hmm. You know, for the government, the government should just create an enabling environment. Mm-hmm. I believe that has already been started. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to motivate people to invest in renewable energy more. Mm-hmm. We need to sort of like create an environment where people trust renewable energy, because mm-hmm. the trust is the biggest issue. The more commercial buildings, the more factories, the more industries that are running entirely on renewable energy, the more people will realize that the mm-hmm. little pharmacy or the school, the boarding house can run on renewable energy. You know? So deliberate collaboration, really.
All right. Okay, we have a call. Good morning. How are you? What's your name? Hello, good morning. Okay, we can't hear what they're asking. Okay. All right. So, and you talked about we need more facilities, we need more schools, everything that are on renewable. Now, one of the things that Sterling also doesn't talk about is many of your bank branches are actually on solar.
Exactly.
How come you're not? This should be a big sign in front of every branch. This branch is on solar. How come you're keeping that quiet?
The sign will come later. We have a mandate to put all of our branches on a hybrid or, right. you know, renewable energy solution right. by the end of the year.
By the and end of working, this year?
Yes. Wow. We're working okay. very hard to ensure
and,
that
and
happens.
And how many branches do you now have on?
We have 45 branches on on solar
okay.
already.
All right.
You know, some okay. sort of hybrid.
And so... So, listeners, when you're driving past a Sterling Bank branch, most likely
look
there's
out for the panels.
there's panels on the roof that you can't see, but it's an exciting development. That and so this will be nationwide, all your branches across the country.
Yes, in fact, our head office is eventually okay. a 17th floor building is eventually going to go completely off grid.
Wow, on solar?
Yes, on
a 17 story building yes. on solar, you know, in
solar,
Marina.
Yeah, solar is so interesting.
Where are you going to put the panels?
Yes, so that's the thing. There's the applied solutions
okay.
and the integrated solutions. The integrated right. solutions don't need space.
Okay,
you know, you already have all of the space on the building. You can right. wrap the building around
okay.
with, you know, solar glass,
right.
or you know, you can change the windows. The integrated solutions right. are the most interesting. You can have okay. a solar roof. It's the innovation in solar has, you know, kept going and
yeah,
going, and
yeah.
we don't necessarily need space.
Okay, that's exciting. Okay, all right, we have another call. Hello, good
Hi.
Morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. My
yeah.
name is Tolu Sapedada.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah,
what's your
calling
question?
From Lekki. Yeah, no, just to I know Adesola very well. I'm in the sector, so we've met in several conferences. A nice one and really great one. Sterling Bank is doing. Like he rightly said, if other banks can come into this sector, because it's huge, and if 95 of us are scrambling inside Sterling Bank, there's just this much they can do. So if we can spread it and spread the risk as well, but I think the sector is really, really picking up, and great things Olon is doing, Wilbur, in the mini grid sector, especially in the Niger Delta sector. So I just want to tell you guys well done.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
Okay.
And
thank you.
We're looking forward to, you know, in the next couple of years where every Nigerian will be able to say somehow we were touched by this and our lives are brighter and better, right?
Yes.
So tell me specifically some of the success stories. I think you've talked a little bit about kind of the models, but what are some of the success stories? We have one more call before you go to this. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Femi, calling from VI right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I just got in the car, got interested in the topic. Really interested.
Okay.
So I just want to know, I don't know if you've talked of pricing. So I just want to know if I'm building a house, because mm-hmm. I'll likely build a house so soon.
Okay.
And I want to totally make it off the grid. I mean, that is my dream. To ensure that my house is totally, in fact, I want to tell NEPA, come and collect your I'll be PTA, come and collect all your wires.
Right.
I'm serious, that's my
dream.
And I heard that a 17-story building is totally powered by
Not yet. Yeah.
So what is the average cost if I want to run my house totally on solar? I would really love to know that so that I can start planning.
Okay, that's
and of
can
course,
you
I'll
take
get
that?
In touch yeah. with you guys.
So okay.
okay. Thank you for calling. So it doesn't actually work like that. We need to know what kind of house. We need to know what your energy consumption is. Are you big on entertainment? Are you big on, do you use a lot of cooling solutions? We can speak offline. I'll take your contact and then be in touch with you, and we'll find you a solution. But I'm really, really excited. When I build my house, I intend to be off grid as well. So well done.
Right. Yeah. So it's very specific to the particular house or office mm-hmm. building. It depends on what happens at night, whether mm-hmm. everyone is sleeping and everything is shut off at night, or mm-hmm. and all of those things make a difference, because in the end, the biggest cost to a solar system is actually the battery, the battery storage, and that also, thankfully, the costs are going down, but that's still where the cost is. So definitely reach out to Adeshola, or she'll reach out to you.
Yes, I will.
And then follow up on that. So we are running short on time. I think we're almost done already. This has been a great conversation. But I'd like to know, in your perspective, so Sterling is leading the way. You've built this ecosystem. Where are we going to be in 3 to 5 years? What are Nigerians, how are they going to feel the impact?
Okay, well, personally, in 3 to 5 years, we want to be in 200,000 homes.
Okay.
Solar home systems.
Okay.
On some sort of contract or the other. Mm-hmm. We expect to see other solution providers start providing, there won't be a monopoly mm-hmm. of the business model. Mm-hmm. The more solution providers that we see, but more importantly, our industrial sector, mm-hmm. we need to scale up compared mm-hmm. to our peers. Mm-hmm. We're grossly underutilizing the potential that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we can crash the cost of generating power, mm-hmm. more industries would spring up.
Right.
There will be employment, which is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And, we hope that the school curriculum too mm-hmm. would soon start carrying renewable energy. Actually, the Sterling Bank has been training solar technicians to sort of like prepare the space for the influx of orders or demand mm-hmm. that we expect
mm-hmm.
to see.
Mm-hmm.
Within the next few years. So we expect the sector to open up more. We expect mm-hmm. more players. We would look forward to more participation from the government
mm-hmm.
and more investors flooding.
All right. But the average Nigerian there's hope.
Oh, absolutely. By December,
yeah.
we will have people that will have 24 hours power
okay.
at an affordable price.
All right.
I'll commit myself and say with up to 30% cost savings from what they have today.
Okay.
So that's where we're working towards.
All right. Well, I think everyone listening, I'm sure, is very happy to hear that. How do they connect with Sterling Bank to learn more about the platform, the website? How do they get to you?
Oh, okay. So you can send us an email at Sterling Bank, or you can call our contact center.
Okay.
01-448-4481,
okay.
01-448-4482, and up to 5.
Okay.
Call the contact center, and the solutions will be offered to you.
Okay.
You can also send an email. Okay. My name is Adesola Ali, so you can send me an email, adesola.ali. That's adesola.ali@sterling.ng.
All right. And what about, many of the listeners are social media savvy. So what's the Sterling Bank must have a Twitter handle?
Oh, yes. Sterling.ng.
Okay. Perfect. And I think it's brilliant that your name is Adesola. We're going to add an R to the end of your name. Adesola. All right. We've renamed you here. All right. So again, this has been a great time. Also, if you want to follow up the conversation with my organization, we're called All On. The Twitter handle is @AllOnEnergy. That's ALLON and then energy. So if you have any questions or any follow-up, you can reach us there. But Adesh Sholar, you've been, it's been great to have you on the show. Again, like I said, you're the renewable banker to Nigeria. Thank you for what you're doing and to your bank. You guys have really, really led the way, and we look forward to working with you.
Yeah, I'd like to correct that. Twitter handle is actually at @Sterling_banking.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Got it. Okay.
_bankng.
Okay. Now everybody knows how to reach you. And
thank
this
you,
has been a great time. Thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure.
All right. Okay. Well, everybody in Lagos, enjoy the rest of your holiday and see you next week.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Hotel Expo Nigeria is West Africa's premier annual exhibition, sales and conference for the hospitality community. Come experience the latest hospitality trends. B2B, networking, from technology and security, lightning interior and design, transportation and travel, as well as the finest hotels. Date, 9th to 10th of May 2019. Venue, the Landmark Event Center, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. For exhibition and sponsorship, please call 090-9000-7835 or visit www.hotelexponigeria.com. Hotel Expo Nigeria. Discover hospitality.
Media partner, Nigeria Info.
Hey, it's our birthday.
Cool FM is 21 this year.
It's been a long time coming. And as a way of showing our appreciation to our fans, one lucky person is about to get an MBA scholarship full sponsored by Cool FM to the University of California, Riverside, USA. Here on Cool FM, the MBA scholarship competition will be live on radio. 10 brilliant contestants will battle in wits for the grand prize worth over $120,000. Listeners will get a chance to vote their favorite contestant each week. So if you think you have what it takes to compete and win the ultimate prize of an MBA scholarship, then visit our partners at www.tkcafrica.com to register and get more info. Make sure you register now, this April, as registration closes at 12 midnight on Tuesday, 30th of April, 2019. This is proudly brought to you by Cool FM, TKC Africa, the MBA Tour, and the University of California, Riverside, USA.
Think venues, think Balmoral. Are you in need of a venue for your event, corporate or social? Then Balmoral is your answer. Take advantage of our 30% off Easter promo by securing your 2019 date before April 22nd with a deposit. Experience our luxurious Balmoral Convention Center in Federal Palace Hotel. Perfect venue for corporate events, luxurious weddings, concerts and more. On the mainland, we have the largest event center, which is the Haven Center, and also the Balmoral Oregun Center. As the king of venues, we can create a venue of any size in any part of the country, so why worry? When you think venues, just think Balmoral. Call 0700-700-6000 or 0700-600-6000 or go to www.balmoral.com.ng.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.